Welcome to Your Life Now radio show, where your life matters. Your host, Coach Rhea, is a certified professional life coach with a passion to help make the difference in the world. Your Life Now radio show brings you powerful resources and effective tips to help you live your best life ever. And now, here's your host, Coach Rhea.
Hello, hello, my friends, and welcome. Welcome to Your Life Now radio show. I am your host, Coach Rhea. Thank you for being here. I always like to send my gratitude to you all who do listen to my show, support my show, download the show on iTunes. You are amazing, and I am so grateful for you. I am the founder and CEO of Your Life Now. It is a professional life coaching service. On this show, we discuss a lot of different topics related to our life, our everyday life on the personal and the professional level. And there's a lot of different areas that impact our life, from personal growth to professional growth, personal relationships, professional relationships, money, finances, self-esteem, health, career, and, of course, overall the quality of life. So we try to discuss these topics. Sometimes I have guests that comes on and help me along the way. And sometimes I host the show solo, like today I am also your guest, and share with you a few of my coaching tips and techniques that I use in my professional business as professional life coach and a business coach. And again, you know, my intention of doing this show is really to inspire you. You do inspire me in return, but I like to inspire you to make some positive changes in your life. And by doing these positive changes, by making these positive changes, I hope that you will see some positive results and so you can live the life that you deserve to live. And, you know, last but not least, you know, I just wanted to mention this is an open mic today. I love to hear from you. The show is really about you. It's about your life. I'm here to try to provide some tips and some helpful resources that can help you in your life. So please share your opinion with me. Share your questions with me. And you can call me directly at 626-213-5773, or of course you can use Skype from the show page to call me if you are calling internationally. So with all that being said, let's roll into the show today. We're going to be talking about how to overcome negativities in general, and we got to start with ourselves first, how to overcome negativity in ourselves, and how to overcome negativity in others. You know, again, I just want to put something out just so you can know. The show is really intended to be thought-provoking and not a replacement for professional advice. I am a professional life coach, but I'd like you to contact me directly for professional coaching with me. But on this show, like I said, I share a lot of tips. Please use what works for you and take it from there. And if you need help, just, you know, ask for that help. So, again, a lot of these tips and that I will be sharing with you are used from my coaching practice and backed by 35 years of practice from Dr. Chad Helmstedt. He is the founder of the Life Coaching Institute, where I became certified, and I share these information from these practices that I do from my coaching sessions. Okay, with all that being said, let's jump right into the discussion, my friend. Again, 626-213-5773. I'd love to hear from you. The chat room is open as well, so use it if you prefer to put your question there or your comment. I do appreciate the people who come on and sign into the chat room. So thank you again. So let's talk about, first of all, our overcome negativity in ourselves, because I always like to start with me first before I start looking outside me. So, you know, when we're talking about negativity, we always tend to point the finger outside ourselves. before we look at ourselves and see, are we really negative ourselves first before we start saying, oh, you know, the so-and-so, this person is negative and they rub me the wrong way and so on and so forth. So let's examine our own self first. What kind of self-belief do you have about yourself? Because, you know, there's a question that always comes up that people would ask me. They said, is negativity in ourselves has to do with lack of self-confidence? Well, I want to say it's yes and no. Because, first of all, what you believe about yourself is what makes you positive or negative, right? So your attitude, it has to do with how you view yourself as a person, okay, first, before we talk about other people here. So what do you think? What do you tell yourself? What kind of self-talk do you have with yourself? When you look at yourself in the mirror, what do you see? What do you tell yourself? Do you have a negative, you know, comment about like the way you look perhaps, or the way you perceive yourself to be? When you want to be in front of other people, do you feel confident? So that's where, you know, self-confidence comes in. But the self-confidence really kind of builds up when you repeatedly, okay, I want to repeat that again, when you repeatedly lack that self-belief in yourself, or the program or the self-talk that you talk to yourself is not positive. Okay, so that's where repetition becomes, you know, that we know by repeating things over and over, it becomes solid. It becomes the way we do things. 2 weeks ago, I had a great guest, and I do recommend if you have not listened to Eldon Taylor, 2 weeks ago, we talked about his book, I Believe, and When What You Believe Matters. It was a great, great, great show, and he definitely talks about a lot of inner talk, inner dialogue, and what kind of self-talk do we have to ourselves? So, you know, and that is something I support myself in my coaching practices. So I'm going to be talking about it in a more, a little bit more specific here as far as yourself and other people. So when I mentioned the fact about the having faith in yourself, it's really your choice. It's the choice that you have about yourself, you know, regardless of the circumstances. If you have self-belief, if I believe myself, no matter what the circumstances are, no matter what's going on in my life, I am focused on what I truly believe in myself. So do you have that? And if you don't, and you want to build that up, what would you do? And I always mention, there's two things that I'm a big fan of, and I know a lot of coaches, life coaches out there, they probably practice the same thing. It's really having a journal, having a successful journal that you call it your successful life, or you could call it whatever you, positive things, you know, make it your headline, you know, as far as your journal. And write these things in. But before you know what, how to resolve things or how to change things, you have to bring things up to the surface. You have to re-examine. I mentioned this before in my previous shows when I've done life coaching lesson online, is examining your beliefs, examining what you think about it. So like if you would rate yourself, you know, rate yourself. And this is something that you do for yourself. You do it for you. You're not sharing this with anybody else. Put it in your journal. And then look at it and just say, oh, wow, so how do I rate myself from 1 to 10, about like, do I believe myself or I don't believe myself, or where am I from 1 to 10, 10 being obviously the highest, and put that number in, because that's where you're going to be working to achieve, right? So you want to achieve 10. And so if you rate yourself at 2, obviously your self-belief is very low. If you rate yourself at a 4 or 5, you're an average, but you don't want to be an average. I always say average is boring. You know, I always like to be above average. I don't know about you, but that's something I always aim for. So, but in order for you to achieve that high and above average number, you need to know what your numbers are, right? So that would be the first thing that I would examine. It's like, where am I? How do I rate myself without judgment? Because, you know, you have to be honest with yourself. I always say honesty is the key in everything, correct? So ask yourself that question. Really, how do I rate myself? Where am I as far as my self-belief is concerned? And if I wanted to add one thing that can help me improve or go from 2 to 5 to 7 to 10 rating on self, having a good self-belief, what one thing can I do or can I change? Sometimes it's not about doing something new. It's about changing something. You know, you mentioned, I always mentioned in the beginning of the show, my intent is always to help inspire you to make some positive changes, because it's always, life is constantly changing, right? And it's moving forward. And if we are not moving along and changing along the way, we are going backward, right? So we don't want to go backward. We want to move forward. So therefore, you know, trying to examine these things are really, really important. So think about it, and from that perspective, think about, where can I change? Where, one thing, take one thing at a time. Everything is start with a step. So step at a time, it's what they, what's all about. So don't overwhelm yourself. Think about it. So this is about, you know, awareness. Again, I'm a big fan of awareness. I'm a big fan of realizing how we feel. You know, get in touch with how you feel about yourself, how you feel honestly about your true self. Do you like who you are? And if you think you don't like who you are, and your negative mind becomes like the way presents the lack of self-confidence, you got to stop it at its place and try to figure out, I don't want to have that lack of self-confidence. So why would I not believe in myself? Where can I grow? Where can I evolve? Where can I change? How do I feel? These simple questions are very powerful, because the answer always comes back to you. You will always have an answer. I, throughout my practice, for if anybody from my who know me and knows what I do, my style, it's always series of questions. And I'm not the one, the life coach, who comes up with the answer. It's the person who I'm coaching comes up with the answer. You know, because we all have it in us. We all have the answer in us. But we have to ask that question. We have to know, where can we grow? Where can we change to become the what we desire to be? You know, it's, you know, how important is it to you? Think about that. How important is it to you to have a level of self-belief that is at 9 or at 8 out of 10? You know, if 10 is too high for you and it's out of reach, that's okay. That's okay. Don't, you know, just say, you know what, I'm doing my best. This is my favorite affirmation that I use it constantly. I always say, I do my best to make the best of it. Okay, as long as you're doing your best, as long as you're giving it your best, you will get the best back. So just keep that in mind, okay? And so with, you know, I mean, that's, I just want to give you guys the number again, because I scheduled the show for 45 minutes. I love to hear from you. I wanted to be able to provide service on the show here. So ask me any question. This is an open mic today, 626-213-5773, and the chat room is open as well, so you're welcome to leave your question there or your comment for me. And of course, you can use Skype from the show page if you are calling long distance, if you're an international caller. So the big fact is, if you care about, you know, how you see yourself, you know, you want to do something about it. So do you care how you feel about it? So this is self-belief, and I always say self-belief, attitude, all these are tied in together in our, you know, how we overcome that negativity. I'm going to give you a few tips in the end of the show to kind of like really give you some points, some like lines that you can go say, okay, I can put that in my journal, and hopefully I can try to practice this and see if I can try to make some positive changes. But I want to try to cover, you know, as much as I can as far as the topic. So let's shift gear to negativity in others. So we over, you know, we try to bring awareness to how we feel about ourselves and what we think about ourselves as, you know, our negativity. Are we negative? Are we positive? Do we like who we are? We don't like who we are. You rate yourself. You would try to work on some changes. And now let's take a look and see what happened when we encounter other people who are negative in our life. You know, I think it's like, you know, and when we think about negativity, negative thinking, you know, it's really all comes back from self-belief, again, from beliefs. What are your beliefs? What do you believe about yourself? What do you believe about others? And I think, like, when it comes to negativity about other people, I mean, I have to say it, we all encounter those people all the time. I call them energy vampire. They suck the energy out of you if you allow them to. So that's where the key is. Do you allow other people's negativity affect how you feel? And if that's that's the case, then we need to work on improving how we feel about, you know, ourselves first, so we can immune ourselves from other people who are negative. It's a process. I'm not saying it's easy. You know, it sounds like I'm giving you just a speech, like, you know, oh, it's easy to be doing that. It's not easy. If you've been doing it, especially if this has been the way you've been doing things for a long time, I don't expect you to just say, oh, in a flash, I'm going to change. In a flash, nobody's going to affect how I feel. And let's face it, we're all human. You know, I experience it still now and then, but the difference is now I'm more aware of it. So I catch it. I don't let it go so far. So that's where you become a little bit stronger, and that's where you become immune from, you know, from the effect of other people on yourself. Because, you know, let me ask you this question. Again, it's a series of questions to think about. How do you behave when you are in the presence of someone who is negative? Do you get into their negativities? Do you feed on it? Do you feel like you support it? You know, let's give an example. If somebody is saying, oh, you know, this economy is horrible. Oh, people are losing their homes. Oh, it's this, no jobs, no this, no that. And you are standing there listening to that person and their negative attitude about life. How do you behave? Do you say, oh, yeah, you're right. Oh, my God, it's so terrible. I would say if you do that, you're basically supporting their negativity, and therefore you become more affected by their negativity, and you become more negative. So you got to watch yourself, how you behave. I personally just either, you know, stay away from the conversation or walk away from the conversation when people start behaving negativity, or I can say, you know what, but things are still okay, and then I might give them a few, you know, call me, you know, Miss Optimistic. Yeah, well, you know, I am optimistic because there's still a lot of good in the world, and I still believe there's a lot of people still making a lot of money, even in this bad economy. So what differentiate these people from you? It's their attitude. It's their positive thinking. People see opportunities in a lot of things. Are you one of those people? But if you are affected by the negativity of other people, you're not going to be able to see that because there is always that shade of gray in front of you that makes it very foggy. You cannot see through that window. Your window is not clear, so you got to start cleaning up. Clean. Wipe off. Wipe off. I say wipe off. You know, that's a simple way to look at it. People who come in our life, there's a great people who come in our life. There's some people who come in our life who are family member and they are negative and you cannot get rid of them. So we're not going to be getting rid of anybody like that. But what you can do, you can try to help them change. But they have to want to change themselves, obviously. So the best way or the best advice that I would have give you, and this is my own, you know, professional opinion, it doesn't have to be right, and it's not about right or wrong, it's really to try to leave it as is for them. It's not your concern. It's not your business. There's one thing that I love, this quote that I heard, and I believe Dr. Wayne Dyer said that, Then he said, other people's opinion in you, it's their business and not yours, so leave it alone. So if people think of something and you know, I'll be right with you, my friend, on the chat room if you have a question. But anyway, what I was talking about, so, you know, how do you differentiate yourself from that? How do you make yourself stronger? So there's a question in the chat room. It says, how do you change a negative self-image? I had it from a child. Well, my friend, that is really very common things that a lot of people feel that they are victim of. And the problem with that, it's really, again, it's the set of beliefs, okay? If we go back, I mean, I have a lot of shows that we talked about beliefs, and of course, my previous two shows with best-selling author Alden Taylor, we talked about that. It's your set of beliefs. What do you believe about yourself? Are we going to try to have to change that? And the way to change that, again, listen to me, it's about change, right? The way to do that is to change the dialogue in your head. Because I don't know how old you are, and if you've been feeling that negative self-image, let's say for 20 years, let's say, that's a long time. So it took a long time for that set of belief that you have about yourself to be your way of living, right? So it's going to take a while for you to change that, but it is doable. And the way to do it is you change your self-talk. And the best way to do that is by affirming certain things about yourself, telling yourself, this is like, there's a few simple techniques that I use myself, and I also share it with my clients. It's looking at yourself in your mirror, and I know it sounds really superficial and maybe, you know, but if you are by yourself, who cares, right? Every time you have an opportunity to look at yourself, say, I love me. I love the person that I am. You know, change that dialogue. Change what you see in yourself. And it's not, like I said, if it took 20 years to build that set of belief about yourself, it's not going to take another 20 years to get rid of it if you keep, because repetition is what makes things stay. I mean, we've heard that many times. It says practice makes expert, right? Makes us, you know, perfect. So the way to do that, my friend, is to try to change your sets of beliefs. Change it by changing your dialogue, what you tell yourself. And be, you know, there's also a couple of things that can help you is by trying to ask yourself some good questions to bring you back to that present moment, because it's all about awareness, right? When we are aware what's going on, it's easier, listen to me, it's easier to really solve whatever it is that we're trying to solve, right? Correct? I think it is. But again, that's my professional opinion. I think, you know, if you catch yourself, every time you feel negative about yourself or about the image, the negative self-image that you have, ask yourself these questions. What am I thinking right now and how do I feel? By asking these simple questions, you bring yourself to this present moment, to bring yourself to this present awareness and realize how you feel, because our body tells us also a lot of things, right? It tells us how we feel. So look at yourself in the mirror more often. See what you see. And always enjoy that person that you are. And, you know, because, I mean, I don't care how much, you know, there's stories and stories that I can tell you, and we don't have all the time to be talking about all that. But our beliefs, our sets of beliefs, are things that we were born with, right? And then we add to those sets of beliefs from our family, from our parents, from school, from our peers, from our friends, from, you know, from all our environment. And the stronger those beliefs are and the more you feed into those beliefs, the stronger they get. So you got to come up with, you know, first of all, we talked about it in the beginning, is to rate yourself. First, you know, look at yourself and just say, you know what, how do I rate myself from 1 to 10 as far as, you know, how I believe about myself and my image, you know? And if you're really that low where you think, like, you know, your self-belief is at 2, he said, what one thing can I do to change that? And I can tell you from my professional practice is you got to change what you tell yourself. because those sets of beliefs we inherited, right? And the more we feed into those sets of beliefs, the more the stronger they get. But if we don't feed in them and we try to put some new beliefs in place, they will tend to fade away. They will fade away because now you're putting something new in place. I hope that answered your questions. And like I said, you know, I love to, you know, for you to contact me directly and I can talk with you more about it. But it's really about implementing something new to change what's been, you know, in your life for so long. You know, I mean, so don't even, it's never too late. If even if those sets of belief been with you for 40, 50, whatever age you are, you know, don't feel you cannot reverse it because yes, you can. You know, programs are sets of neural, you know, programs are in our brain. They are programmed in our brain. If you think about it like a computer, when you have certain programs in your computer and you've been using those computers over, I mean, those programs over and over again, you will, whatever you get out of those programs is because of what you have put in there. So if you stop using those programs, delete some of those programs and put new programs in, now you're using a new way of doing things on your computer, on your PC, right? So think about it logically, you know, and in a more simple way. My whole thing about trying to simplify things and not amplify it. And, you know, it's, and, you know, when it comes about negativity of other people, because we, you know, we were talking about negativity, overcoming negativities of others, we tend to, you know, forget that these people might have those problems and that's not your problem. They have that disbelief in themselves and they try, you know, that's the way to try to cope with their disbelief with ourselves. Okay, my friends, and I believe we have a call. 3393, you are on the air, my friend. Hello, this is Coach
Hi,
Ria.
How are you doing?
Hi, how are you?
Thanks for calling me.
Good, very good, thank you. Do you have a comment or question? We're talking about overcoming negativity in ourselves and others. What do you have to say or ask?
I just wanted to share about that with negativity. I think if it pertains to someone or people or anything in general trying to block what you're trying to do, if it's a career thing, if it's how you want to run a business, and you have a clear goal in mind, and you have a clear path that you're taking, I think it's really important to block out the naysayers who say you can't do it, or you're not going to reach your goal, or it's not working. I think in order to you know, run a business and having your own business, you have to believe in what you do already. If you don't believe in what you do and you're not too sure what you're doing, then I think that you're already in a bad place. But if you, you know, if you do believe what you're doing and you're doing it and you have people saying to you, do something else, it's not working, you know, anything trying to point out your shortcomings or why hasn't something worked yet, what you have to do is you have to put a wall around yourself.
So let me take a guess here. I'm guessing that you experienced some negativities in your life and you have been practicing kind of immuning yourself, kind of blocking that negativity, and you're learning as you go because it sounds like, you know, you have something in your life. Can you share that with us? Is that okay?
I just, you know, speak in more general terms, but it's basically like that. If you have people that are close to you that want to bring you down for whatever reason, if they're insecure about themselves, if they don't understand what you do, if they're not too smart, you really can't let that affect you, and you just have to really block it out and put a wall up against, and almost as if those people don't even exist, or you have to just not listen to what they're saying.
But, I mean, it's hard, right? I mean, so if you were in that situation,
it's hard,
how do you practice doing that?
Is that, you know, you try to focus in your day of whatever you're doing, and you,
right.
you know, you're working or whatever you're doing, what you have to do is you have to be careful of it backing up, so to speak. So even when the person's not around, or those people aren't around, you still have to make sure that when you're on your own time and you're by yourself, that you don't think of those things and let that anger and frustration.
Right.
You have to always, you have to be on guard because it does come back up and it sneaks up on you. So you have to, you know, you have to always be on guard and always block against that because, you know, that your little subconscious or that little voice inside your head will always think of that, and you just have to always block it out.
Well, my friend, I believe what you're saying is true. However, I also think I hear from you that you have to start from yourself first. You have to become
exactly.
stronger in your sense of belief about yourself and who you are, and you have to be more in control of the person that you are and don't allow anyone else outside of you control how that comes out, right?
Exactly.
Because, you know, people
you have to really believe in yourself.
Yeah, well, that's it. That's what we're saying. And it's really important because, I mean, we always have those people in our life, and whether they are someone who we relate to or someone that we know or a friend, you know, I mean, I said before, if you heard me saying that, you know, there's certain people in our life we can do without. But there's also mm-hmm. certain people in our life that we live with, you know, so we can't really, you know, avoid. But in the sense of, you know, if we strengthen ourselves from within and become the strong, you know, believe in ourselves, no, doesn't matter what other people around us do and say, it's not going to affect us. Correct?
I would agree with that, yeah.
Okay,
and,
good, good.
You know, well, it's not an easy thing to do by any means, but you have to have that focus inside of yourself and really believe it and really believe in yourself 100% because, you know, it's not easy. It's not an easy thing to do. It's easy to say that, you know, you have to do it, but you have to, it takes a lot of effort and a lot of discipline.
Do you find yourself,
it. But
yeah,
it's not that it's impossible.
Right. But let me ask you this. Do you find yourself have to prove yourself sometimes to whatever person that makes you, you know? I mean, because, like I said, sometimes we kind of fall into, we are a human being, right? So, you know, unless we constantly on top of it, even myself would be in a life coach, you know, but I catch myself. I catch myself before it gets too far where I know how to protect myself, you know, from these people. But they are all over the place. And like I said, sometimes we live with them. Sometimes they are family.
Right. I think you make a good point of having to prove something because there always is that thing where, you know, where you want to prove it to somebody. But more likely than not, that person probably doesn't really care. So, you know, you're wasting, like, to want to prove that you did a good job or want to prove that whatever you're doing is worthy. You'll feel like that you want to prove yourself to that person, even though that, you know, that relationship is poison. You'll still want to, in the back of your mind, consciously, you'll still want to go out and prove that to that person. And, you know, and then I think you set yourself up for failure because that person really doesn't care. So you're, you know, and when you feel that from that person, when you get the reaction like they could care less or whatever, then you're going to hurt inside for a little bit, and you're going to kind of take steps backwards. And what you want to do is just, I guess, you know, everybody wants to share their accomplishments with other people. I mean, we're all human, but I think
what you
have to do
is... Yeah, because we're proud of what we've done, and that's natural. That's normal. Yes, of course.
But what you have to do is just realize to yourself and know to yourself that that person's not going to care, so don't even bother. I know it sounds cold and callous, but that's kind of the attitude I think that you have to have. You have to have the attitude of, you know, F everybody else. Because,
well, you know,
in the end,
I would probably
person,
go that far, but what I would say about that, you know, I would say, you know, everybody should mind their own business. And I think also one of the things that I personally have learned and I teach as I learn it is share your accomplishments, share the good stuff with people who do appreciate it, people who do make you feel good, people who appraise the things that you do and realize the quality, but don't expect it. You know what I mean? I think when we expect, we set ourselves for disappointment most of the time, because not everybody going to see it the way we see it, obviously, right? And not everybody's going to be happy for our accomplishment. But people who think like you, people who are a happy people, who are confident and love who they are, and they come from a strong self-belief themselves, they will appreciate you and they will actually celebrate your success. But people who are unhappy, I mentioned that on the show, you know, before you called in, that, you know, people normally, the reason they have negativity and they're trying to affect you with their negativity because of they are unhappy, because they want what you don't have, they jealous because you have something that they don't have. You know what I mean? So
they get
insecure about themselves, and it really has nothing to do with you as the person. You know what I mean? So I think that's
right,
something. And I really appreciate your call. Was there anything else, my friend, you'd like to share with us?
No, great show as usual. Thanks.
Thank you so much. You are fantastic and amazing. Thank you.
I appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Okay. Bye bye.
Bye bye now. Okay, well, John, thank you for your comment. I appreciate that. And so let's try to figure out like what really does happen when when negativity actually exists. Where does it come from? And I believe, or I think, you know, if we really kind of try to analyze it in that sense, negativity comes from being unhappy. From being like, you know, some people, they act negative towards you, whatever, because they are jealous. They have self-confidence problem or issues. And, of course, you know, the most thing is the lack of self-worth. You know, that person does not believe that they are worthy of being happy. You know, and there's definitely a difference between construct, you know, like if somebody's trying to criticize you and you know, in a negative way, you know, or positive way, you've got to differentiate between the negative criticism and the constructive criticism, you know, because if somebody say, well, you know what, I think, John, you know, you do a great job with this, but if you try to approach it in this sense, maybe you want to look at it in a different way. Well, that's a constructive criticism. That is not a negative criticism. So we really have to just, you know, recognize, you know, the difference between constructive and negative as well. So that's, you know, and some of the things that when it comes to overcoming negativities in other people, I do really encourage you to stop being a people pleaser. Try not to be a people pleaser. Don't, you know, because you want to please somebody, you're trying to deal with their negativity and you're trying to be, you know, accepted. You want to be accepted by them or whatever. Don't even try to do that. Because let's face it, no matter how you're trying to do that, and if people aren't happy and they are negative, that's not going to change the way they are. So, you know, you go out of your way to try to be that person who wants to please other people and you want to be accepted by other people regardless of who they are. That is just something that is going to hurt you as a person. So always stand firm and always stand up for yourself. And I'm going to take a short break and check back with you guys in a second. Okay? Thank you so much.
Your Life Now radio show with Coach Rhea will return in just a few moments.
Okay, my friends, welcome back. This is Coach Rhea. You are listening to Your Life Now and radio show, and we are talking about how to overcome negativities in ourselves and in others. And we try to cover a few things on the self side, and we're also talking about other people's negativities, and we all encounter those people sometime on a daily basis, and we try to build immunity where we can try to be immune ourselves from them and build by strengthening ourselves first. You know, you got to work on yourself first, because the stronger you are, the firmer you are, the higher self belief you have about yourself, the more you are able to, block these people from your life and not have them affect you. Because let's face it, you know, some of these people could be a family member that they are with us all the time. But how do we get, you know, how we come strong and not have their negativity affect how we feel? So, you know, I always say, you know, I mean, if we can stay away from people that make us feel unhappy and people who are negative, it's the best thing, right? So, you know, associate yourself with people who make you feel good. Associate yourself with people who say, you know what, John, you are an amazing person. What you do is an incredible work, and you look great. And you, you know, those people who have no jealousy, people who don't, they are not jealous of you. And they're, you know, because remember, I mentioned that before the break, people who are normally negative and they try to press their negativity on you, most of the time they are unhappy themselves. They are maybe jealous of you because of whatever it is that you have or whatever it is that they don't have, you know, that has nothing to do with you. So what I'm trying to say here, try to differentiate yourself in that sense and realize that these people, the way they are, it has nothing to do with you, and don't take it personally. So focus on yourselves first. You are number one. Okay, not in a selfish way. You always come to be number one. Because if you are good to yourself, you can be good to other people. If you love who you are, you can love other people. If you can help yourself, you can help other people. I got into life coaching because of what I have done for myself, because of the self-growth I had to go through myself to become the person that I am, so I can help and share the things that I have learned and pass it on and help, you know, make the difference in the world. And that's the thing that you can do. I'm not saying you got to do what I'm doing, right? But you can do it just in your everyday life by strengthening the person that you are, by becoming the person that you admire the most. And that is truly possible. I really don't think, you know, past negative self-image, past negative self-belief can stand in your way if you become strong and disciplined enough to make the change, to take an action step and say, you know what, this is enough. I refuse to live my life this way. I am better than this. I know I deserve better than this. And you should be the one to make that choice. No one else should be, you know, in that place to make that choice for you. So keep that in your mind and keep it, you know, keep it real. Keep it real. Keep it, what I meant by keeping it real, be honest with yourself. You know, I give assignments to my clients to work on, and I always tell them, I said, this assignment is for you. It's really important that you can be honest doing that assignment as much as you can, because you only helping yourself. You are not doing it to satisfy my personal needs, because I am not gaining anything from it. I would hope you will gain something from it. So, you know, so what I'm going to do, I'm going to share a few of the tips to help you. And if you have something to write on, you know, go ahead and do that. If not, you know, please re-listen to the show. Download it on iTunes. It's a free download in the iPod section, and try to follow along with some of these things that I try to share with you. So, you know, if it comes to overcoming negativities in other people, you know, we talked about journaling, we talked about, you know, writing things down, how we feel, how we rate ourselves, bring awareness to ourselves. But to practice, you know, getting over some of these people's negativities, you know, examine first, write this down, examine your own attitudes, your own beliefs. And realize what, you know, what do you confront yourself with it in an honest way. So write down, you know, some of these people that have negative effects on you. Maybe, perhaps, this is a really a simple exercise. So jot down the name of the person who had a negative attitude and how, you know, how would you respond to that, you know, negativity? Practice that and come up with some action steps that can help you overcome that. It's a really, really simple way of doing this. So this is on overcoming negativity in other people. When it comes to overcoming negativity of yourself, you know, it's the same thing. You know, write down. I talked to you about scaling, about rating. You know, how do you rate yourself? Be honest to yourself. Take the judgment out of it and ask yourself, ask yourself this question. How do I rate myself on a scale from 1 to 10? How is my attitude today? And you got to do this constantly because, you know, you can't just do it one day. I mean, we talked to my friends on the chat room about, you know, how to change a negative self-image. If something has been around with us for a long time, it's really solid in our brain, okay? It's a program that has been like, embedded in our brain, okay, in our mind for a long, long time. So in order for us to change that program or delete that program, right, click delete, okay, to delete that program, we have to have something else in place, right? And or maybe we need to change, you know, tweak it a little bit, change some of the beliefs that we have about ourselves. Maybe it's not as bad as we thought it is. But unless, again, you become more aware of what's really going on, it will be really hard for you to try to change that belief, right? So, you know, rate yourself. Think about the fact that, you know, where am I? How do I see myself, you know, in that perspective? And what can I do? What is one thing? What is one thing I can start doing today to improve my self-belief, my self-image? And with, you know, these simple questions, you know, I mean, bring your awareness to that, to what's going on in your life, the people in your life, and who you can get rid of. You know, when it comes to overcoming the negativity of other people, who can we really do without? There's a lot of people that we just have in our life that really we can do without. So surround yourself by positive people. Surround yourself by people who make you feel good. Because remember, we talked about it, you are number one. And everything starts with you. It does not start with so-and-so, what they did to me, okay? It starts with you because no one has any control or influence over you if you do not allow them to have influence over you. So that is by choice, not by chance. So make that choice. Make that choice to say, you know what? I am in control of my life. I am in control of the person I chose to be. And, you know, and I will leave it to that because everybody else who comes into my life, they either, you know, respect the person I am. And doesn't mean that you are not an open-minded. I'm not saying, you know, because if you can help other people, you know, become better, more positive, that is something even better. But you got to do it from you first. Because it's almost like it rubs people. It's like a contagious, right? You say, you know, when you are happy, you know, people always tell me, it's like, oh, you're always laughing, you're always smiling, whatever. I'm gonna say, you know what? That's who I am. I'm never gonna change. It doesn't mean I don't have issues that I have to deal with, but on the personal level, you know, on really deep personal level, I have to build myself up. I have to be, because people like that. Then all of a sudden you start seeing people around you who are happy and they want to share that happiness with you. And people who are negative, they feel out of place. They don't want to be around you anymore because you are too optimistic. For them, it's like, oh my God, they drive me crazy with their optimism. How many people do you know like that, right? Well, that's okay. So let them be. It's all good. So, again, you know, we only have a couple minutes left for the show. And, you know, my friends, I am available for, you know, for free consultation. Let me know if I can help you. This radio show is really about you. I wanted to be able to offer service and I want to be able to help you if I can. So don't feel shy to ask. Ask yourself. And remember, it start with you. You are number one. Care about the person that you are. I'm going to leave the chat room open for a few minutes if you are in a chat room and you still want to chat for a little bit. But my friend, remember, you are amazing. You are the person that you want to be if you choose it to be the way that you want it. So admire that person and love that person because you are great. And I love you all. And again, thank you, my friend. Take care. Till next week.
Are you ready to put an end to thinking about how you wish it were and take action? Take this step to find out more by going to coachingbyrhea.com. And you can receive your free consultation session with Coach Rhea.